Back here on Downtown, a Tuesday afternoon time for us to talk Celtics as we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. All right, playoffs are coming. We don't have to worry anymore because Sam Hauser's back, baby.
Sam Hauser, the howitzer. When he has it going, man, it's just a thing to see. Those shots that he was hitting last night in Charlotte were pure. He was not just, you know, missing rim entirely. He barely touched the net as that ball went through. It was really impressive to see the way he was shooting, the footwork, the shooting on the move. He's become such a good player. Definitely one of the feathers in Brad Stevens' cap, you know, to get a guy like him undrafted. It's just a great story for, you know, recognizing the talent and for him developing it and growing into this player already.
And what in the world gets into Jason Tatum whenever he plays against Charlotte, especially in Charlotte?
Yeah. Yeah, he loves being in North Carolina. You know, Dookie, he loves being back in that state. He loves being around those other schools. He's got a lot of people from Duke at those games. You know, some of his college fans, it's a big Jason Tatum kind of fan base in North Carolina. So it is a special place for him. He does hold Duke in high regard, even though it's a one-and-done situation. But he just enjoys it. He clearly has, like, a little extra motivation when they're down there. That's one game he will never skip, is that particular game. There's a reason why he, in that viral video that goes around when he plays some of these games, he says, I don't care if it's a Monday afternoon on League Pass in Charlotte. Like, I think there's a reason why he picked Charlotte, because he likes playing in North Carolina. He always finds a way to put on a show. And in last night's game, to be honest with you, he did it without being selfish. He wasn't going for 40 points. He was the one constant throughout all of this that showed the rest of the guys. Like, each guy could do his own thing, and Tatum was just kind of there to keep it all together. It was really, really fun to see.
And it was a nice ending to the road trip. They had the lead. They did not lose the lead down the stretch, and that's always a good way to finish up a trip.
That's right. It's the people complain about them losing leads, and this is the one lead they have not lost. It's still, they came out of that trip 4-2. They were, 11 games up on Milwaukee in the loss column when they went in, and 11 games in the loss column up when they came out. And 6 games up on OKC, same thing when they came out. So it's just, it's exactly what you want them to do in a stretch like this. Now, the 2 Atlanta games, I get it. People are frustrated about that stuff. But all in all, successful road trip, and they come out of it with a chance to clinch the NBA's top overall seed by beating OKC tomorrow night. So it's overall a success.
And, they made some mistakes against the Hawks, but as you pointed out, this Atlanta team's playing pretty good basketball lately.
Yeah, and look, DeJounte Murray was the player of the week. They went in that 6-game stretch where Boston was 5-2. Atlanta went 5-1, so they had the, I think, 4th or 5th best offense in that stretch. They're out there playing hard. They're fighting for playoff positioning. They're motivated. DeJounte Murray's a good player. They do have good players on that team. They're just not a cohesive team. They're not a good defensive team. Boston gave them a little bit of life, so they came back in that first game and showed you what a good offensive team could do in that situation. But it's not as – people will say, well, that was a horrible loss. It's not as bad as I think people think it was. It was, yeah, a bad loss, but not – it could have been worse. Like, losing to Charlotte would have been worse.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. As you mentioned, the Thunder tomorrow night, a chance to wrap up the number one seed, and it hasn't really been in doubt for some time. But will it be good for them to get that behind them, have the number one spot clinched, and do they begin resting guys even more down the stretch?
I think it would be great if they could just do it. I think it'd be nice to have them wrap it up, get one good game at home. It's going to be on national TV. Play it like a playoff game, kind of like the Pelicans game. Play it like a playoff game. Play these guys big minutes, and then they can rest in the next one. I think they still have to ramp up, guys. They still have to get into playoff mode. Having guys take a day off here or there to make sure you're rested and healthy is fine. Some of these games down the stretch, even the meaningless ones, which they will all basically be after if the Celtics beat the Thunder, those have to still be, you know, you still have to get your reps. You still have to keep your chemistry, your flow, that touch, that, you know, all of that. You would want to keep that together. And you want to make sure that the guys are cardiovascular shape, that they're there as well. So they're still going to have to play through the last couple of weeks regardless. You can't just sit everybody because then it becomes, you know, the you have that argument between rust rest, and you don't want to cross a line there. So it is a fine line, but guys are going to have to play.
Porzingis played well last night. Overall, what is the health of the team with seven regular season games left to go?
Yeah, I think most of the guys are fine. Jaylen Brown, I'm a touch, not worried about, but I'm concerned. He said he has a left-hand sprain, it's being called. He says he's going to get it checked here in Boston. I don't know what that means for the Celtics at this point. He seems like he's okay. Jerry, he came out of that Pelicans game a little beat up, but he sat out the Hornets game. He warmed up before the Hornets game and looked okay, so he wasn't so bad that he was going to have to like stay off his feet or anything. So we'll see with him, but everyone else, Porzingis seems okay. Holiday seems okay with that shoulder. Little scrapes, little, you know, bruises, but for a team that's playing as well as they are and at this point of the season, I think they're going to be going into the playoffs as healthy as possible. So I think it's all overall good news.
So I have to ask you this, John. When the Celtics lose a game, like one of the games they lost to Atlanta, what's most painful, watching them lose, seeing the social media comments, or if you listen at all, hearing whatever they say on Boston sports radio?
Well, I can only take so much. So I leave the sports talk radio element out. But as a person that has, I have to read comments and I have to read, you know, certain things like the YouTube and all of that stuff. I kind of have no choice. That is definitely more painful at this point than the losses, because I know the losses don't matter. And I think some of the things that people say matter a little bit more, because it's like, hey, buddy, relax a little bit. It's not that bad. People are, they get worked up. They really get worked up after losses, Rich. It's not great, I'll be honest with you. And there's going to be some therapists out there at the end of this season. They're going to make a little bit of money off of me after all of these comments that I have to read.
It's a season for the ages, people. Enjoy the ride.
That's right, man. We're right there on the verge of the playoffs. We're right there. Everybody just chill just for a little bit.
You listen to Dr. John. He'll straighten you out. John Corrales, every Tuesday here on Downtown. John, thanks as always. Hope the next week goes well, and we'll check in with you next Tuesday.
You got it. Talk to you then.